علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We would also like to congratulate all of you on the birth of the 12th Holy Imam, the savior of mankind from the clutches of oppression. Especially because we are coinciding today and tonight is coinciding with the 15th of Sha'ban, which is the holy birth of this great Imam. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are able to be amongst his followers and companions. We were discussing about some of the duties of the prophets and messengers. And one of the most important duties that we mentioned was that the prophets and messengers have to prepare the grounds and courage and cause people to fulfill that covenant which they have, that has been ingrained in their existence. And we realize that that covenant is actually applying that religion of God, because in that verse of Surah Rum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly says that the fitrah of Allah is one side of the coin, while the other side of the coin is the religion. And it is only when the religion is fully applied and fully followed is when a person truly acts in accordance to that covenant which is there ingrained in his essence, in the way he has been created. So mankind has been created in a certain manner that these commandments and these teachings of Islam are beautifully conform with it. Okay, it's like a puzzle that fits one another very easily. Or rather, it's like, as I said, two sides of the same coin. And that means that if the human being is able to apply the religion fully, then he truly becomes achieves his potentials and realizes what he is as a human being. It becomes that perfect human being. Inshallah, we shall discuss about this in the coming segment.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when we say that mankind, that the prophets need to make people fulfill that promise, we mean that we need that the prophets of God need to prepare the grounds for mankind to fully apply that religion of God in their lives. And they need to do all they can so that people become religious and stop all the blockades from people becoming irreligious. Everything that will stop them from achieving those potentials, that will distract them from their purpose. This is a very important, you can say, role that the prophets of God have. And therefore, for such a role, if forming a government becomes necessary, then it would be necessary for them to make that government or a system of leadership that would allow that to happen. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this very verse of the Quran, of Surah Rum, He says that, لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ, that there is no change in the creation of God. That means when God has created man in this way, okay, this particular human being will always and always be in need of this religion. Will have to apply this religion fully so as to fulfill that covenant. That covenant will always remain. لا تبديل لخلق الله, no change in religion, which is equal to, or it means that that covenant is always going to remain in the essence of mankind, and that mankind is always in that state of wanting to fulfill that covenant and will have to do all he can to fulfill that covenant. But there is something more to this idea. When we say that the religion of God is conforming with the covenant that is ingrained in the essence of mankind, we also say and attest to this fact that this covenant, which is ingrained in the essence of mankind, is such that it fully conforms with the whole of creation. That means the whole of creation is such, the whole of creation of God is such that this covenant finds a beautiful place within it. And this covenant will only be fulfilled if the religion of God is applied. Now we see that relationship, inshallah we'll discuss more about this relationship, that means the relationship between the religion of God and the total creation of the universe, inshallah. Inshallah we shall talk about this in the coming segment.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, when we talk about, so therefore, as you see, if you look at and if you pay attention closely to the flow of the discussion, the flow has been such that we have said that there is a religion and there is a covenant that is ingrained inside the human nature. And we say that the human nature will only, that human nature and that covenant that is ingrained inside it is completely related to this religion. This religion befits that covenant totally, in such a way that if a person applies that religion, he completely fulfills that covenant, which is inside the nature of existence of man. But this nature of man's existence also is not separate from the nature of the universe. That means the nature of the universe is also such, the creation of the universe in totality is such, that it allows such a beautiful form of creation to be within it. You see, if the creation of God was different, was not the way it is right now, then this special way in which mankind has been created would never be able to fit inside this universe. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His greatness, out of His knowledge, out of His bounty and His wisdom, created the universe in such a way that this special creation of man can fit inside it. If that was not the case, then the universe, then the human nature would not come. So based on that, we realize that even the laws that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought in the Sharia are in total conformity, are in total congruence and affinity with the creation in totality. Inshallah, this we shall try to discuss in the coming sessions when we discuss about some of the verses of Surah Ar-Rahman, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه